listener production.
Hey there, Alastair Kirkby with your Midwest and Gascoyne local news. Here's what's making news Monday, January 23. A tower owned by Woodside, possibly leaking toxic chemicals into the Ningaloo Reef, has been slowly sinking for 4 years. It's no longer operational by the energy giant, who planned on removing it after 6 months. It now has plans to remove it later this year. Australian Conservation Foundation's Nathan Pelle says it's disappointing.
The regulator really pinned them for failing to meet their obligations. We've scrutinised it. The federal government has stepped in, and yet it's still there, and it's fallen into even further disrepair and putting that marine ecosystem at risk.
Geraldton police are investigating a stealing incident which occurred at Lickabarren Sunset Beach. They've released an image of a person who may be able to assist. Get in touch with Crime Stoppers if you have any information that can help. Favourable conditions for banana growers in Carnarvon this season. Warm temperatures with increased humidity has yields up around 60%, while flooding in Queensland has opened up a gap in the market for us here in WA. Farms in WA have experienced a remarkable run of growth over the past 3 years, according to an expert. Larger farms, those greater than 600 hectares, jumping in price by 33% for the year. Head of Agribusiness Development at Rural Bank, Andrew Smith, says WA farmland is typically a bit cheaper when compared to national values.
When you look at some of the diversity that buyers are looking for, we've even had some eastern state buyers come into the WA market in recent times.
To local sport, Seniors Country Week cricket has wrapped up for another year. In the finals clash, Geraldton won the toss and elected to bat first against Esperance, the side setting a target of 6 for 140, their opponents defeating them by 1 run. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.